You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Game number 161, third pitch, in case you're keeping score at home. It happened. It finally happened. I'm so glad, too, because it would have been a letdown to a lot of Major League Baseball fans, not to mention Aaron Judge and his family and his teammates who have been so diligently supporting him throughout this incredible, historic season. It finally happened in Arlington, Texas. The American League has a new single-season home run king.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him. Just think of it. Three Yankee right fielders. The Babe hitting 60 and 27. The Jolly Roger hitting 61 and 61. And now Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run, the most home runs any American leaguer has hit in a single season. And the American League has been alive for 120 years. This is Judgment Day. Case closed.
It's been a fun ride so far. You know, getting a chance to do this with the team we got, the guys surrounding me, you know, the constant support, you know, from my family who's been with me there, you know, through this whole thing, it's been a great honor.
Congratulations to Aaron Judge. Pretty awesome, the season that he's had. But as I say, mostly happy for him, for his family, for his teammates. If you haven't seen the field level perspective of the home run, it's on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. And whether it's John Sterling on Yankees radio, whether it's Michael Kay, who was calling the game on the Yankees TV outlet, Yes Network, whether it's Ricky Ricardo on Spanish language TV or Spanish language radio, excuse me, it is a moment of excitement that took nearly every last game of this Major League Baseball season. The field level perspective is cool because you get it from behind his teammates. So the camera angle, someone was standing almost behind the on-deck circle, and all of his teammates, similar to Albert Pujols' teammates when he hit 700, all of his teammates come pouring out of the dugout. And each one of them is standing at home plate to greet him. And he goes through the reception line. His mom, obviously, relieved, excited, happy. His dad was there in Arlington, his wife as well. So they made the trip for the last regular season series of 2022. And Aaron's smile is all you need to see. He doesn't go nutso. He doesn't do a bat flip. Nah, he smiles a lot, though. He does some winking, lifts his helmet to the fans there in Arlington, and there were a lot of Yankees fans there in Arlington, and then fans who were just cheering for the opportunity to catch history. Aaron Judge, Roger Maris, Babe Ruth. Wow. People ask me all the time, what athlete that played in a different era would you most like to see? And a lot of times I lament the fact that I missed baseball's golden age. But to see an athlete in 2022 hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and continue to rack up the home runs to the point where he's in position in the last series of the regular season. To watch it unfold, Even though I saw the home run chase between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, obviously saw Barry Bonds hit the major league single season mark at 73. This is cool. And keeping in mind, Aaron is a triple crown candidate, which hasn't happened in years. It's relatively rare. And he's in a contract year. So that in and of itself is hard to wrap your brain around, whether you're an athlete or not. For him to turn down the contract that was offered and to make it clear he'd be going into free agency and then to have the season of a lifetime. You want to talk about everything coming up, sunshine and roses, nothing but dollar signs for Aaron Judge. Oh, yeah, it's happening. It's all happening. It'll be interesting to see how long it goes through the offseason or if it'll be done relatively quickly. Here's what I know. We still have the month of October and the playoffs to get through. So there could be more money added to the total that he's now stands to make if the Yankees win the World Series and he continues to rack up postseason home runs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It is our hump show. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. So, yes, please find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Like I said, I shared the field-level perspective of history, which I think is really neat because you're almost a fly on the wall, so to speak, a fly on the dugout. As the Yankees teammates and coaches and manager are pouring out of the dugout, and you can hear the roars from the field. And that's one of the things I love about it. I always enjoy being at field level because the noise is cascading down to you. You're kind of in the middle of the fray and can hear what it sounds like for these athletes. When I was at Lambeau Field, standing on the field at halftime was phenomenal, or for the last couple minutes of the first half and then halftime, because again, all of that noise is raining down on you. And so check out that video on Twitter. And while you're there, you can head to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, an opportunity for you to ask Amy anything. So that's always part of our hump show. And it's back in its long time spot. I don't want to say rightful spot because I don't know if that's really applicable here, but it's back in its longtime home. Third hour of the show. So you have a little bit to come up with your creative and unique questions, either on Twitter or Facebook. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. P.S. You're not going to get any type of a debate here or some hot take ranting about how this is in fact the single season home run mark, American League and National League. It's not. You may not like it, but it's not. Let's be honest here. We do not know every athlete that was using steroids during the PED era. We don't know how many pitchers were using, how many more home runs Barry Bonds might have had if he was hitting off guys who weren't juicing themselves. I get it. Guys cheated, and I hate it. But baseball allowed it to go on for a long time, didn't nip it in the bud, and you cannot tell the story of baseball, home runs and all, without the steroid era. So this is the American League record. We celebrate it for that. It's pretty amazing, again, that it's Aaron Judge and Roger Maris and Babe Ruth to have your name with those other two, all of them Yankees. Aaron is a future Hall of Famer, but the other two, whether Hall of Fame or not, belong in baseball lore for the one season in which they captured lightning in a bottle. And we get to see it. So let's be happy with that. No hot takes here. You know how much I abhor hot takes. It's a hot take free zone. though we do welcome opinions. Here's the Michael Kay call of the historic moment in Arlington.
High fly ball. Deep left. There it goes. Soaring into history. He's done it. He has done it. 62. Aaron Judge is the American League single season home run leader. The AL King. Case closed.
Chase closed. Case closed. I like it. Michael Kay and John Sterling have been along for this very long and drawn out winding road. Game 161. Whew. I wonder if there's any relief. He may not admit that. But what was his mindset throughout this long season with a lot of attention?
I never tried to think about it as pressure. You know, I tried to enjoy every single moment and, you know, not really think about, you know, they're all on the feet for you to go see you hit a home run. I tried to think about, hey, they're here to see an exciting ball game and see something special. So, you know, just having that mindset kind of helped me, you know, stay pretty calm.
He certainly has that down to a science. Do you ever see Aaron Judge stressed? Nah. He is cool as a cucumber. I do like cucumbers. But he really is. There doesn't seem to be anything that throws the man. He doesn't get flummoxed. He doesn't get flustered. He just is generally a cool cat. And it's obviously a trait that many world-class athletes share. Those who can perform at their best on the grandest stages are the ones who can slow the game down, who can remain relaxed and calm and rely on their training, their muscle memory, the practice, the reps. He's been really consistent. He cares more about winning. He cares more about his teammates. And ultimately, as much as we could point to the number of games that it took for him to go from 60 to 61 to 62, do you know what he was doing? Even when he wasn't hitting home runs, he was getting on base. His on-base percentage was obscene. Pitchers were careful with him. They were walking him rather than give him quality pitches all the time. Now, sometimes he had a few strikeouts in there. He had singles. He had doubles. But the fact that he never complained, he didn't get upset, you don't see him break bats over his knee like Pete Alonso, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? I don't have any issue with guys being passionate as long as they're not taking it out on their teammates or as long as they aren't berating coaches and managers, right? That and sometimes that just happens in the heat of the moment. I don't have any issue with a guy getting frustrated with himself. I used to do that. I would yell at myself during games if I was upset about a play that I botched or a missed shot. I would yell at myself or just let out frustration by yelling, not necessarily at anybody. You just never saw that from Aaron Judge. He smiled most of the time. I remember being at Yankee Stadium about a month ago, and when there's the roll call with the outfield fans, and essentially what they do is they chant every player's name on the field, and they keep doing it until that player acknowledges those fans. He's out there flexing, smiling, waving. He's doing all the fun handshakes with his teammates, every home run. He's cheering for his teammates. When you find me one moment this season where it even looked like remotely that Aaron Judge was stressed out. He's likable. He really is. Baseball has a megawatt superstar. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. The Yankees cannot pay the man enough money. Whatever extra year he wants, just give it to him. He has put so many butts in the seats. He's put so many eyeballs on the TV. He's put so many earballs on the radio. He's sold jerseys. He's garnered attention. Ooh, the word garner. Didn't we have a discussion about garner last week? He is the biggest star in the game and one of the biggest stars in pro sports today. If you have to pay him for an extra year, who cares? He's making you money hand over fist right now. So give it back to him. Because wherever Aaron Judge goes, the fans are going to follow. And if he's no longer in pinstripes, well, they'll follow him to the next team. What was the most memorable part of this journey to 62, Aaron?
The fans, you know, the fans at home, the fans on the road, you know, the constant support, you know, seeing Yankee Stadium on their feet for every single at bat, you know, they're booing pitchers for throwing balls, you know, which I've never seen before. And, you know, I think I got a base hit the other night and I was getting booed for a single.
I mean, tough crowd, except it wasn't just fans. It was also fellow athletes, fellow baseball players, stars, and athletes from not just MLB, but around the country in other sports. Lots of people paying attention to Aaron Judge's every at bat.
For them to tweet things out, say things like that, there's no higher honor, you know, in my book. You know, that's what it's always been about for me, is my teammates and even my peers, and the respect I have for other players around the league. To get that, you know, same respect back, that's, you know, it gives you chills, to be honest.
I like what he said after the game too. It's a big relief. Even though we never saw him wear that pressure, even though we never saw him feel the stress, no doubt it weighed on him. He's a human being. His family kept traveling. His wife would go to games. The Maris family kept showing up to be there for that special moment. They went from New York to Toronto, back to New York, to Arlington. And so Aaron said, I think everyone can sit back down in their seats and watch the ball game, you know? In other words, it's over now. Let's let it go. Though, it means a lot to him that the Maris family was part of this journey.
Congratulations to them, too, for their constant support through this whole process, because I know it's a tough situation, you know, your dad's legacy, and you want to uphold that, but, you know, getting a chance to meet their family, they're wonderful people, and, you know, getting a chance to, you know, have my name next to, you know, someone as great as Roger Maris, Babe Ruth, those guys, is incredible.
He's classy. He's gracious. He's humble. He's not looking for the spotlight to be on Aaron Judge. As much as the Yankees are one of those love him or hate him teams, and they've earned that with their championships, with the money they spend, with the whole New York persona and the New York mentality that many of the teams here adopt, whether it's real or perceived, perception is a lot of times reality. Fact is, it's really difficult to dislike Aaron Judge. He's good at what he does. And he is one of those personalities that deflects and lifts other people up as opposed to making it all about Aaron Judge. There's a lot of selfishness and self-centered athletes. That's not him. And so congratulations. We can be sincere in cheering for him and saying congratulations.
You're judge and jury.
It's hard when you're getting worshipped like a hero not to have it go to your head. And again, I don't know him personally, but there's been no indication that that's who Aaron is. Though he did decide he would wait and see how those offers might increase and get fatter with one more season under his belt. Good for him for staying healthy. Good for him for being productive all the way through, despite all the pressure and the attention. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We've got your opportunity to ask Amy anything. So the post is up on our show Twitter. I retweeted, also on our Facebook page. We're just getting started. The NL East is now in the books. And we've got the matchups for the Major League Baseball playoffs, which begin Friday. The wild cards begin Friday. It's a blitz through the first weekend. I'm excited, I guess. I prefer the one-game wild card, but people tend to shout me down, so I will get excited about best of three. We've got so much more, too, from the world of football. Aaron Rodgers, I know, you can't go through the hump show without hearing Aaron on Pat McAfee. But he's not the only one. Jerry Jones with an update on Dak Prescott. And, maybe you saw the Steelers made a quarterback change. What? Are you happy, Pittsburgh?
It's put up and shut up time.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Mesa Lenza. Judge. Batazo. Profundo por el izquierdo. Olvídala. Esa se va. Se va. Se fue. La número 61 se fue. Muévase un poquito, Roger Maris. Hay otro que se quiere sentar. Por tres y Judge empata a Roger Maris.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Ricky Ricardo on Yankee Spanish Language Radio. Yes, congratulations to Aaron Judge as he passes Roger Maris. And there was a tweet from Roger, of course, congratulating Aaron and remarking what a privilege and honor it was to be part of this historic season and to watch it unfold. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So 62 in 2022 after 61 in 1961. And we'll hear more from Aaron Judge as we head through the show. But you may or may not have heard, probably got overshadowed a bit, but Gerrit Cole set a new single-season strikeout record for the New York Yankees, breaking the old mark of Ron Guidry. He has now 249-plus. So Gerrit Cole got to be part of that same game and have his own record. It's just not as many people are talking about it.
What a special opportunity to share the field with this guy. He's just an unbelievable player, unbelievable talent, unbelievable human. He's been our rock all year, and we tied it together and we broke it together. So it's pretty awesome.
I found myself like a little kid. Like, the excitement was overwhelming to see the ball go. It wasn't a no-doubter. Thought he got it, but you had to kind of see it still go. And to follow it and to see it go out, I just felt this burst of excitement. I think part of that is what we all feel about Aaron as a teammate, as a person, and how much he makes you feel really important to the feat. And I think that's just, you saw an outpouring of a lot of people that love and respect him.
So what happened to the baseball? I know that's the big question, right? Well, producer Jay and I were watching the video and actually saw some dodo jump out of the stands and into, I don't know if it was an extended part of the bullpen, but he jumped down onto the field but behind a wall. He was nowhere close to the ball.
That guy's a bozo.
I thought he was maybe hoping, or we thought he was maybe hoping that the ball would land. So whoever was trying to catch it, because he was probably, I don't know, 10 feet to the left, maybe. He wasn't anywhere close to the ball, but maybe he thought that if the guy who was closest to it or the fans who were closest to it dropped it, that he would be able to get it. I still say that's trespassing, and there's no way that that guy would be able to keep it because he wasn't in the stands anymore. But who knows? It's a moot point, really, because he didn't get it, and he probably got escorted out of the stadium promptly because there's no way he could climb back into his seat. The man who did catch the ball, Corey Humans of Dallas, sitting in section 31. And when I last saw video of Corey, he was being escorted through the stadium with security because he was being taken away to have the ball authenticated. He was asked what he was going to do with the baseball, and his reply, good question, I haven't thought about it. So then Aaron Judge, for those people who didn't realize that the ball was being kept by Corey, or at least at that point, Aaron Judge was asked whether or not he ever got the ball back.
Not yet. I don't know where it's at. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. It'd be great to get it back, but you know, that's a souvenir for a fan. So, you know, they made a great catch out there, and you know, they got every right to it.
Seriously, you can try to come up with reasons to hate this guy, but there are very few. I'm sure he's not perfect. He doesn't walk on water, but he's an athlete you can cheer for. Yes, he's going to make obscene amounts of money, but at the very least, you could say the man earned it with the best season of his life while he was applying, so to speak, while he was submitting resumes for a new contract. Like the rest of us schmucks, we submit resumes and reels. We apply for jobs online. We fill out applications. Well, he just filled out his application by filling up a stat sheet. And it's not just the 62 home runs. There is so much more to it. I hope he gets a couple days rest now because that's important. He's been out there almost every day. No, that's a good question, actually. I'm going to look and see how many games he's played because I remember there were calls for him to sit and not play a couple days. After he hit 61, there were calls for him to take time off, but he didn't want to. So right now, he has 62 home runs, 131 RBI, and he's hitting .311. We're not talking about a strikeout or home run hitter, not this year. There have been times in the past where he's owned strikeout records, but that's not this year, not in 2022. He's fallen off the pace. Jeff McNeil right now is, well, he's in the National League, but Jeff McNeil leads the majors with a .326 average. Luis Arraez is tops in the American League, 0.04 of a percentage point higher than Aaron Judge. Otherwise, Aaron would be the Triple Crown winner because he's going to win the RBI title in the American League. Jose Ramirez is at 124. Is it possible to make up 0.04 of a percentage point in one game? Do you think if you're the Yankees, do you play him on Wednesday? I probably don't. Give the man a little time off.
If he wants to play, I'd play him.
Sure, that's true.
Yeah.
He's earned that, right? He's like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. If they want to play, there's no way you're getting the ball, or in his case, the bat, out of his hands. So then he was asked whether or not he wants to play on Wednesday.
Tomorrow, I'm hoping to play. You know, we got one more game. We'll see what Skip has to say about that. But, you know, I'm hoping to be in there.
Seriously, the man wants no time off. And he often remarks about the fact that he's out there playing a kid's game for a living. A handsome living, I might add. So good for him. Congratulations. All right, coming up, the Atlanta Braves. Are they potentially the team to beat in the World Series? Well, they're not there yet, but in the World Series chase, in the race to win a second consecutive title, man, they are locked in right now. And we've seen this over the course of the season, flashes of what the Braves can be when they're healthy, when everybody is doing his job at the highest level. And that's seemingly where the Braves are right now, on a tear again. And they've locked up the division title. So we'll hear from the Braves as well as the Mets manager, who saw his team sweep a doubleheader in some nasty conditions. Well, there was a bunch of dogs who were enjoying it, like actual dogs. It was bark at the park at Citi Field. And a dog ended up with a home run ball. If you haven't seen the video, we'll share it for you on our show.
We got dogs.
Yes, actual dogs, like the bark dogs. Barky Barkertons. It's so funny, the videos out there. So we'll share that on our show Twitter. While you are on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page, please send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Just scratching the surface of this hump show, middle show of the work week.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
One win away from winning the division. Now they're a strike away. Kenley's been looking for that last strike for the last few pitches. Count even, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Groshans awaits. Travis sets up on the outside corner. 2-2. In the air to right field. Ronald Acuna back. Ronald is under it. The Braves have won it again. For the fifth year in a row, the Braves are champions of the National League East. What a team. And what a summer as they hunted down the Mets, passed them, and the Braves have won 101 games, and the celebration is theirs.
This was like one of our typical just grind them out games, too. I mean, you know, guys in the bullpen, boy. I'm so happy we can do this so I can give all these guys some time off now, which is going to be awesome. But I'm so proud of this group, you know, where we were the 1st of June. Happy for the organization. Like I say, it takes that whole building to make this happen. And they're all special. This is unbelievable.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Brian Snicker on Bally Sports Braves. And before that, Braves Radio with the final call as, once again, the World Series champions are locked in and on the rise, winning on the road in Miami. And because of their sweep of the Mets over the weekend, they set themselves up. All they needed was a win over the Marlins in this last series or a loss by the Mets. So that happened today, Tuesday, game 161. So it took nearly the every last ounce of the regular season, but they were finally able to catch the Mets. You may remember, for those of you who are Braves fans, of course you remember, they were 10 and a half games back in the division standings at the start of June. And so for them to rally, and other than a handful of games, in fact, the last going into the Mets Braves series, there were literally only 4 days all season when the Braves were in first place, when the Mets hadn't had sole possession of first place in their division. See, as fast forward now, it's maybe a week's worth of days over the course of a long season in which the Braves were sitting in first in their division. And yet here they have their fifth straight NL East title. And from top to bottom, from left to right, from inside out, this team is certainly primed and ready for another run at the World Series. Dansby Swanson, well, he loves playing the Mets, but just in general, represents what is likable about the Braves, right? They've got a bunch of different guys who contribute. Certainly, they hit the snot out of the ball. They've got veterans, older players, as well as young guys who are contributing. They've got some really likable superstars. And so, even as they brought in a few guys to help fortify, so say Kenley Jansen, who picked up save number 41. He was part of the Dodgers World Series in 2020 and now has an opportunity to go and help another team do it. I feel like this is a team, whether it was going to be division title or wild card, that is extremely dangerous.
This year, coming off of what we did last year, is really tough to do. Just because you kind of put a target on your back, and you feel like you get everyone's best shot every night. And you know, I feel like we were really, really resilient this year. This group, this team, we fought every night. Even when things weren't pretty early, we turned it on and haven't looked back since.
No matter how we started, no matter what ups and downs we experienced. You know, we know who we are. We know what we're capable of, and we all know our strengths. And this the end of the season has always been where our eyes have been and where our minds have been. And so you know, when we got here, that was when it was time to turn it on, and that's what they did. And you know, obviously I didn't get to be a part of it, but it was awesome to watch these guys finish it out the way they did. And looking forward to a good postseason opportunity.
That's my favorite part of Spencer Strider. Is it him or is it somebody in the background? I don't know, because he's clearly in a clubhouse that's celebrating. But to hear the rookie get all excited, of course, he had a phenomenal year. And to hear on Bally Sports Braves, the celebrations going on in the background. It was different, actually. I think it might have been a lawnmower behind Alex Anthopoulos, who's the GM, but was hired 5 years ago. And every single year, the Braves have won the division title with him in charge.
But I've been thinking about it, like, am I relieved? I'm excited. I'd say relief, you know, it's just,
leaf blower.
You know, the fans are showing out, 3.1 million fans, ballpark's packed, batteries packed, people living and dying with this team, tuning into you guys day in and day out, and you feel the pressure to put a product out on the field. So to do it,
crying?
To win the division five in a row, man, Snit, the players, the coaches, you know, Terry McGurk supports me all the time, never panics, never gets like, especially when things aren't going well. I mean, I cannot say enough about it. So, you know, I was in there, obviously guys are spraying champagne, and I just, you know, rather than being really in the middle of it, I just wanted to sit back and watch and see these guys celebrate, especially the guys that hadn't experienced it before.
No, seriously, is that a leaf blower or a lawnmower? And did it actually come closer to Alex? I mean, keep in mind, they're not in friendly territory. They're in Miami, right? So maybe the guy who is running the lawnmower or the leaf blower, I mean, I don't know.
Snit, the players, the coaches, you know,
actually,
Terry McGurk.
It could be a weed whacker. He could be an aggressive weed whacker. He could be cutting down trees, actually. Maybe there's some trimming that needs to be done.
So this was actually on the field, like not too long after the game. The guy really wasted no time cleaning things up. I'm going to say leaf
that
blower.
Landscaping crew is on point.
Got that right. I'm going to say leaf blower. That's
you
where
can't
I'm
go home until that field is pristine again. You think leaf blower over lawnmower?
Yeah, it's a
How
little...
do they get any leaves in Miami in the... Yeah. In the late, well, it's early fall now, but late summer, early fall.
I think it was a dome, too. So I don't know where they'd be falling in from. But
I mean, I will tell you, when I went to Syracuse and the teams played in the dome, I used to work in the dome sometimes and would go there to watch games. There were leaves that managed to make it in because of the crazy winds with the, you know, the vacuum and the airlock doors and that kind of thing. And so there were definitely leaves that would blow in.
Or maybe like hot dog wrappers and remnants from the stands.
Do you really need a leaf blower for that?
I don't know. I'm not telling the guy how to do his job.
Oh, heavens. it's quite a wrap to the regular season for baseball. And on tomorrow's show, on the eve of the playoffs, we're planning something fun. I've been toying with some ideas. Baseball's best and brightest in 2022, and just kind of asking you the best and brightest that will stand out, which you'll remember. I barely remember there was a lockout, and I know so many of us thought we were going to give the baseball a piece of our minds by abstaining, but that didn't really happen, did it? So congratulations again to Aaron Judge. Obviously, congratulations to Albert Pujols and Nadir Molina and some of the other guys who've achieved so much over the course of their careers and now have the opportunity to be honored, but also to move on to the postseason. By the way, the fan who scaled the railing in Arlington and then fell to the ground attempting to be in position for that Aaron Judge home run ball, he was removed from the game. Duh. This isn't a first inning. The guy coughed up his opportunity. In fact, he might not have even seen the ball land because he is already planning his plan of attack. He already had
he knew what he was doing.
Strategy, right. He knew exactly what he was doing. He had a strategy for how he was going to attempt. He paid a lot of money probably for those tickets and was there for the third pitch. The ball comes sailing, not quite toward him, but close. And he decides his best play is to jump over the wall.
It's a valiant effort. I got to give it to him.
No, it's not.
But I question where, if he did manage.
You question his sanity?
Well, yeah, that's without question. But That goes without saying. But if he did get the ball, say the ball dropped, it wouldn't be his, right? He's trespassing. It's not his ball at
that's
that point.
That's my point.
Right. He's not in the stands.
No, he's in the stadium at that point. So he's treated like that stupid streaker that got taken out by Bobby Wagner on Monday Night Football.
Right.
Yeah, so apparently he was unhurt. But according to the Dallas Morning News, but he was removed. So he didn't even get to see the rest of the game. And I don't have a name for him either. I'm not even sure that I would use it. Let's see. There was something else I was going to tell you. Oh, just a reminder that Aaron Judge, who's 30, turned down an 8-year, $230.5 million offer from the Yankees before the season. He will be making more than that. And partly we heard that he turned it down because he wanted more years. Just he's 30. So that's a lot. At the same time, I'm thinking it doesn't matter. They're making money hand over fist and they're getting so much more attention because of Aaron Judge. So give him the extra year. All right, here's what we know about Friday, October 7th, the start of Wild Card Weekend. No, not that Wild Card Weekend, the other Wild Card Weekend. This is baseball's version. It will be the Padres at the Mets, the Rays at the Guardians, the Mariners, congratulations Seattle, at the Blue Jays, and the Phillies at the Cardinals. So those are your four wild card series. Padres, Mets, Rays, Guardians, Mariners, Blue Jays, Phillies, Cardinals. I do not have the times yet. I just know the matchups are set. But we don't have the times for the games. But Citi Field, Progressive Field, Rogers Center, Busch Stadium. Those are your four sites for Wild Card Weekend. And they're doing a best of three. And so the way that they're doing it, I hope that you love it. For those of you who demanded to have more than just the one and done in the Wild Card, it's going to be one crazy weekend to be sure. That's October. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.